One of the things that the believer needs is something to set their heart and their minds on that's up in heaven. According to the command of the Lord, they were to set our mind and our eyes and our heart on the things above, on the things above. And today I want to give you something for you to meditate on the wonders of God for, okay? I want to give you something. I want to be an encouraging message this morning. Not that the others aren't encouraging, but this one is designed especially for that purpose. Una de las cosas que nos dice la palabra, que debemos poner los ojos arriba, nuestro corazón, nuestra mente, las cosas de arriba. Y hoy quiero darles a ustedes un mensaje, hermanos, de diferentes escrituras que está diseñado para que nosotros meditamos en las maravillosas de Dios, ¿ya? Que nos traiga consuelo a nosotros, que nos traiga consuelo. Y queremos, hermanos, entrar en eso. El título de hoy es este, hermanos. Hermano, ¿puede avanzar la hoja? Gracias. Lo tengo aquí prendido. ¿Cuánto nos conoce Cristo, hermanos? ¿Cuánto nos conoce Cristo? We're going to see how much Christ knows us, okay? How much He knows us. And then there is a scripture in Ephesians chapter 1 that it says that, speaking of the Father, that He foreknew us before the foundations of the world. He foreknew us. He knew us ahead of time before He made us. He'd been thinking about us for thousands and thousands of years, even before He made the planet Earth, of who we were going to be, okay? And how we were going to be brought together through the work of the cross, okay, to be His children. Una de las cosas que dice la palabra de Dios en Efesios capítulo 1 es que Él nos conoció antes de la fundación del mundo, dice la palabra. Es algo increíble, hermanos, que Dios nos conoció antes de que hizo la tierra. Él ya nos conoció, ya sabía que cómo nos iba a ser, cómo íbamos a ser. Estaba anticipando Él aún la reunión por causa de la obra de la cruz, hermanos, que hizo posible que seamos adoptados hijos de Dios para estar con Él para siempre. Pero nos conoció de antemano. But first thing we're going to understand for this, we'll get into the message and think about how much Christ knows us, how much Jesus knows us. We see in point number one, as we look at the first scripture, is that Jesus knows, that Jesus knows us, brothers. And this should bring us comfort, okay, for those who hear. Jesús, hermanos, es alguien, tenemos que saber que Él nos conoce, hermanos, y nos debe de consolar a nosotros. First of all, He knows our hardship. We live in a world where there's plenty of hardship. There's fires, there's accidents, there's hospitalizations, unemployment, rejection, divorces, all kinds of things that bring hardship to the heart and soul of people. And we should know that He knows our hardships. Tenemos que entender que primeramente, Jesús conoce nuestras dificultades, hermanos. Dificultades de la vida en un mundo lleno de quemazones, lleno de tiempos donde no hay trabajo, tiempos donde hay enfermedades, ¿verdad? Donde hay rechazos, divorcios y cosas así, hermanos. Tenemos que entender que Jesús nos conoce, hermanos. Conoce lo que estamos pasando nosotros. Let's read Revelation 2:9. Apocalipsis 2:9. This Jesus speaking here to churches. He's speaking to Christians and their difficulty in the end times. Well, not in the end times. This was when, you know, shortly after, during the life of the Apostle John and the existing churches at that time. He says, "I know your tribulation and the poverty and your poverty, but you are rich. But you are rich." And of course, He knows the evil of those that, not just His children, you know, He speaks about the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and they're not, but are a synagogue of Satan. But the focus here is that He knows the believer's tribulation. He knows our difficulty, our poverty. He says, but the promise is you are rich. You don't see it yet, but you are rich. Yeah. Until you, I take you to go home with me, you won't see your riches yet, but you are rich, is what He's saying. Dice aquí, yo conozco tu tribulación, le dice a las iglesias, a tu pobreza, ¿eh? Pero tú eres rico, es la promesa. No lo puedes ver ahorita, eres rico. Tienes algo que te está esperando, que no puedes imaginarte. Pero yo conozco las dificultades en que te encuentras ahorita. Whatever you're going through right now, God knows. Jesus knows what you're going through. Jesus knows what you're going through. No importa lo que estás pasando ahorita. Ese problema que no te deja dormir. Esa preocupación. Esas oraciones que tú mandas al Señor, ¿verdad? Porque estás preocupado por alguien. Él te conoce lo que estás pasando. Conoce a ti, hermano. Imagine when Joseph, who had been sold into slavery and then eventually arrested and on false charges, thrown in jail, many years in jail, that he would sit there and say, how can this be God? Has God forgotten me? Does God know where I'm at? Does God know where I'm at? He does, brothers. In fact, God knew where he was taking them. And we need to come to that realization and find comfort in the fact that he hasn't forgotten. He knows exactly what's going on in our life. He knows exactly. Me acuerdo yo de José cuando él fue vendido a Egipto como esclavo y después él también fue puesto en prisión por cargas falsas y ahí estaba muchos años y él pensando, ¿a poco se ha olvidado Dios de mí? ¿A poco sabe Dios dónde estoy? Hermano, Dios sabía el sufrimiento de José, pero también sabía Dios las bendiciones que le venían a él, que le iba a traer a su vida. And so in times of difficulty, brothers, we need to remember Jesus. And Jesus went through those things himself. En tiempos de dificultad tenemos que acordarnos que el Señor Jesús no sabe qué estamos pasando. Y Él pasó por esas mismas cosas. And also, Jesus knows, brothers, our needs before we tell Him. God knows our needs. That's what Jesus was saying. Before we even tell Him. Y también Dios conoce nuestras necesidades antes de que le vayamos a decir. Let's look at Matthew 6:8 and 6:32. En Mateo 6:8 y el 32, aquí dice algo muy importante. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. A lot of times of our difficulties is based on needs. We got needs and they're not here yet. They haven't been met yet. And so it causes the soul, brothers, to hurt. And to cry out. Dice, por tanto, no os hagáis semejantes a ellos, porque vuestro Padre sabe lo que necesitáis antes que vosotros le pidáis. Dios sabe de antemano lo que tú necesitas. Y por eso muchas veces estamos gimiendo nosotros, porque tenemos necesidad. Tenemos necesidad. Y Dios sabe cuando estamos solos. Nos sentimos solos, pero Él está ahí. He knows when we feel lonely, but He is there. He is there. I saw a cartoon that kind of showed the truth of this feeling sometimes, even as believers. Mire yo una caricatura que ilustraba esta verdad de que en vez no podemos ver a Dios y sentimos solo. There's this guy, you know, he was standing there with a telescope, you know, on a tripod, and he was trying to see God. He's trying to see God. He's trying to see where is God, you know. Había uno que estaba mirando por el telescopio y estaba tratando de ver a Dios. ¿Dónde estaba Dios? Y estaba mirando por el telescopio. Y estaba diciendo, you know what, I can't see God. I think He's too far away for me to see Him. I can't even see Him with my telescope. Y estaba diciendo él, mira, parece que Dios está demasiado lejos, que no lo puedo ver ni aún con el telescopio. And then when you pan out and see what was behind the telescope, he had the telescope right up against God's robe, okay? His white robe right there. And he couldn't see God because he was looking at the little part of Him, okay? Pero cuando se hizo la cámara para atrás, el telescopio estaba pegado a la vestidura de Dios, que era blanca, ¿verdad? Y solo miraba lo blanco, la... ¿Y dónde está Dios? Nomás miro blanco. Pues ahí estaba parado cerca de él, parado junto a él. He was standing right next to him. So he knows, brothers. We're not alone. He's close. Estaba cerca de él. Y él sabe lo que necesitamos. He knows what we need. Verse 32 says, for the Gentiles eagerly seek these things, for you, Heavenly Father, knows that you need all these things. Dice, vuestro Padre Celestial sabe que necesitas todas estas cosas. He knows what you need. Now the question is, then why even pray if God already knows? Then why God hasn't God even answered yet, if he already knows? La pregunta entonces que resalta es, porque entonces no tenemos que pedirle si ya sabe. Si ya sabe, ¿por qué pedirle? ¿Es un gasto de tiempo? Si ya sabe. Let's answer that. Vamos a contestar esa pregunta. Well, first of all, it's commanded that we pray. Dios manda, nos da el mandamiento que oremos. Que oremos. He wants us to pray. He wants us to talk to him. Quiere que hablemos con él. He who asks not, receives not. Okay? El que no pide, no recibe. El que no pide, no recibe. Now, yes, we are to pray. And of course, there's a certain ways we're to pray believing God will answer. You got to have faith. God loves people who believe in him. Yeah, that he's good, that he rewards those who seek him. Yeah? Y debemos de orar y pedir en cierta manera, orar creyendo con fe, hermanos, que Dios va a contestar. If you don't believe God's going to answer, he's not going to answer. Si no crees que no va a contestar, no va a contestar. Yeah. Tienes que tener fe. You got to believe. Now, you may not think it's coming within the hour. That's okay. You can say, God, whenever you're ready, I know you're going to answer. Y podemos decirle al Señor, si no me va a contestar inmediatamente, pero yo sé que cuando tú estés listo, tú vas a contestar. ¿Eh? Tú vas a contestar. And we are to pray with clean hands. Okay? Y debemos de orar con manos limpias. That means, don't have your heart full of sin when you go asking God for something you need. Confess. ¿Eh? Confess and repent. And then ask God for what you need. ¿Yeah? Bien a Dios con manos limpias. Confiésate. ¿Eh? Y arrepiéntate para que se limpien tus manos, tu corazón, y luego le pides al Señor. Le pides al Señor. You can't be living a sinful lifestyle and say, oh, God's going to answer me because I'm having an emergency. That's not necessarily. God can just very well can say, no, I want you to get your life right with me. Yeah. So, and we're to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Y debemos también terminar orando en el nombre de Jesús. Orando en el nombre de Jesús. See, that's where all the authority is, brothers. That's where the VIP communication takes place, brothers. Because I'm coming as one who's been covered by the blood of Christ. And I'm now an adopted son. And in the name of your son, Jesus, Father, I come to you, who has loved me and given his life up for me. And I come in his name to address this need that I have. That's what it means to coming in the name of Jesus. You're standing. And with all that Jesus did for you to cover your and make you clean and make you his child, okay? Y así debemos de orar en el nombre de Jesús, hermanos, reconociendo que yo vengo porque Él me ha salvado, Él me ha limpiado con su sangre. Ahora yo estoy en Cristo y tengo su Espíritu en mí. Y en ese nombre, Padre, yo vengo a ti a pedir por esta necesidad. Now, if you've never received Christ, why haven't you? Pero si nunca te has rendido a Cristo todavía, ¿por qué todavía no lo has hecho? ¿Por qué todavía no lo has hecho? There is power in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, even people who didn't know Jesus were casting out demons in the name of Jesus. And the apostles didn't like that. They told Jesus, we stopped them, Lord, because they weren't with us. And Jesus said, you know what? Let them do it. Okay? If they're not against us, then they're with us. Hay poder en el nombre de Jesús, hermanos. Aún las personas que no eran discípulos de Cristo estaban echando fuera demonios en el nombre de Jesús. Y los apóstoles no les gustó y le dijeron a Jesús, Jesús, estábamos echando fuera demonios en tu nombre y les pusimos el alto porque no estaban con nosotros. Y Jesús, déjalos. No van a hablar mal de nosotros después si ellos andan haciendo esto, ¿verdad? En el nombre mío. Well, brothers. Amazing. Now, so it's commanded that we pray. It's commanded that we pray. That's why we are to ask, Lord, to ask the Lord. Es un mandato que oremos, porque Dios lo quiere, hermanos, para que Él ministre, aunque ya sabe, even though he knows. And you know what? Communion with God is fostered through dialogue, brothers. You can't have a relationship with anybody you can't talk to. You got to talk to people to have a relationship with them. Yeah, and the same is with God. Yeah. The closer the only way to get closer with God is talking. Tienes que hablar con Dios para acercarte a Él. No puedes tener amistad sin hablar, sin hablar. Nomás con una amistad. You had that kind of relationship where you cross people in the hallway and you go, hey, how you doing? Yeah. That's a relationship sometimes people have with God. You know, I know you're there. Okay. No, that's not a relationship. Okay. Eso de cabecear a alguien cuando tú te encuentras por el callejón, ¿verdad? Esa no es una relación, hermanos. Tienes que hablar. Y muchos cristianos tienen esa clase de relación con Dios, ¿verdad? Un cabeceo, ¡ay, ahí estás! No. Dios dice, habla conmigo. Por eso nos trae necesidades. Para que hablemos. Sometimes God brings a necessity into our life because we're not talking to Him. That'll get us talking. We hardly talk with Him. All right, I want to see let me see if I'm going to bring a need into His life, okay? See what He says now. So, very important, brothers. God knows our hardship. He knows our needs. Conoce nuestras dificultades, nuestras necesidades. Letter C, Jesus knows us without limits, brothers. Y también Jesús nos conoce sin límites. Okay. You think, who knows you here on earth more than anybody else, besides the Lord? ¿Quién te conoce aquí en la tierra que no sea Dios? Who knows you? Somebody says, oh, my wife. My wife. Mi esposa, ¿verdad? My husband. My friend. Okay, sometimes we just say the same thing at the same time because we're thinking the same things all the time, right? Quizás un amigo, porque pensamos igual, decimos las cosas al mismo tiempo en veces, ¿verdad? But you know what? The Lord knows you way, way, way more than your friends, your spouse, even yourself. Pero el Señor te conoce a ti más que cualquier otra persona y aún tú mismo. ¿Tú crees que te conoces? Porque tú sabes lo que estás pensando, pero Dios te conoce mejor porque Él sabe lo que vas a pensar. Él hasta sabe lo que vas a pensar, fíjate. Let's look at what it says in John 10:14. Aquí dice en Juan 10:14. It says, I am the good shepherd and I know my own. Okay? My own. Who are those? Those that went to Jesus, believed in Him and said, I'm following you, Jesus. Yeah, He goes, I know my own and my own what? Know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, okay, and I lay my life down for the sheep. We'll look in a minute. Break it down. It says, yo soy el buen pastor, y conozco, ahí está, mis ovejas, y las mías me conocen, de igual manera que el Padre me conoce a mí, y yo conozco al Padre, y doy mi vida por las ovejas. That is an amazing statement if you just think about it, brothers, because let me break it down. He says, first of all, number one, He knows us beyond our comprehension because, can you imagine? He says, I know you, my own, and you know me. Primero dice, yo te conozco a los míos, a ustedes. Y ustedes me conocen a mí, dice Jesús. Yeah, me conocen a mí. ¿Cómo? How much? He says, even as the Father knows me and I know Him. I can't imagine. It's just beyond comprehension that God knows the Son and God knows the Son knows the Father. Okay, for billions and billions and billions of years, even before time was invented, they have been one and have known each other in perfect unity. And Jesus is saying, "That's how much I know you, and you know me." That means there's a huge potential for us to know Him that can never stop growing. Dice, está declarando él así como Yo conozco a mi Padre y Él me conoce a mí, hermanos. Así yo los conozco a ustedes. Y ustedes me pueden conocer a mí. Nos ha dado una potencia grandísima de crecer en el conocimiento de Dios. Porque ha comparado el conocimiento que Él tiene entre Dios y el Hijo, hermanos. Así Él nos conoce a nosotros. No hay límites. There is no limit, brothers, of how much He knows us. ¿De qué tanto nos conoce? But He's also implying a great potential for us to know Him. That we don't have just tasted, okay? Have we just tasted the knowledge of the Lord? Solo hemos saboreado, hermanos, del conocimiento del Señor en esta vida, hermanos. Y hay mucho, mucho más que podemos conocer a Dios. And He goes on to say, okay, He knows us with a redeeming love because He says, I lay my life down for the sheep, okay? Y también miramos que aquí que nos conoce con un amor que nos remide, hermanos. Porque dice, y luego yo doy mi vida por las ovejas. I think there's a lot of truth to the statement that the more you know someone, the more you love them. The more you know them, the more you love them. The opposite can be true. The more you know, the least you like them, okay? But we're talking about the people, that which is good and perfect. Huh? And it goes on to be the true with God. The more you know God, the more you love Him. ¿Eh? Hay un dicho que dice, entre más conoces a alguien, más lo amas. Pero si la persona no es muy buena, entre más lo conoces, menos lo quieres. ¿Eh? Pero estamos hablando de Dios. ¿Eh? And God, having known us before the foundations of the world, brothers, His love was ready to explode. ¿Eh? Ready to explode. Siendo que Él nos ha conocido antes de la fundación del mundo. Su amor estaba listo para reventar, hermanos. Y mirando nuestra necesidad, pues, bajó Jesús para dar su vida por nosotros. And knowing, brother, seeing that our need, Lord, our need to be redeemed and forgiven, Jesus was ready to come down and to lay His own life for us. Because He knew us. And because He knew us, He loved us and gave up His life for us. It's no wonder the Lord says, anybody wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross. Take up his... Por eso dice el Señor. Yeah. Aquel que quiere venir en pos de mí, que se niegue a sí mismo y tome su cruz y venga en pos de mí. That's why, that's the thing about knowing the Lord. The more you know Him, the more you love Him. And the easier it is to carry the cross. The easier it is because it's based on love. Y así igualmente, entre más conocemos a Cristo, entre más, es más fácil amarlo y es más fácil cargar la cruz porque lo amo. ¿Eh? So we need to get busy in knowing the Lord more. There's a huge potential. Hay una potencia grande entonces de conocer al Señor para que crezcamos en el amor por Él. That we can grow in love for Him. Amazing things, wonderful things to meditate on. Yeah? And maybe just take some time this week and talk about how much you know Him. Or how little you've tasted of Him and how much you want to know Him. That would be a wonderful conversation with the Lord that we can all have. Es una conversación maravillosa que podemos tener con el Señor diciendo, Señor, yo te conozco, sí, pero ¿qué tanto me falta, Señor? ¿Qué tanto me falta conocer como tú me conoces a mí? Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Estoy sediento. O decir, Señor, me falta la sed de ti, Señor. Tengo tanto del mundo en mi vida, Señor. Dame a mí el hambre y la sed de conocerte más. En muchas diferentes direcciones puede ir esa conversación con el Señor. So, it makes us want to love Him. It makes us want to love Him. So, no wonder Jesus said, he who is forgiven little, loves little. You ever thought about how much the Lord has forgiven you? Those of us who don't think much about it, you don't think He loves. We've been pretty good. Yeah. And when we say we're pretty good, then we may lack some love for the Lord that is desperate, brothers. For He is forgiven little, loves little. He told the sinful woman, when He was talking about the sinful woman. Jesús dijo que el que es, le perdona poco, poco ama. El fariseo, pues, amaba poco a Jesús porque no creía, creía que Él era muy bueno y no necesitaba el perdón de Jesús para sus pecados. Pero tenemos que reconocer que tanto necesitamos ser limpiados. Point two. There are three great promises for those whom Jesus knows. Things that you can meditate on during this week. Hay tres promesas grandísimas, hermanos, que podemos saber que Jesús tiene para los que Él conoce. Para los que Él conoce. John 10:27 and Juan 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. Now look at these as promises. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Turn them into promises, because that's what they really are. Dice aquí las promesas. Dice, mis ovejas oyen mi voz, y yo las conozco, y me siguen, y yo les doy vida eterna, y jamás perecerán, y nadie las arrebatará de mi mano. Now let's break them down, okay? First promise, if Jesus knows me, if He knows you, we will discern His divine will for our life. Even if we ignore it, we will have known His will for our life. La promesa es que vamos a tener discernimiento de su voluntad divina para nuestra vida. ¿Eh? Es una promesa, si Él me conoce, porque vamos a oír su voz. We're going to hear His voice, brothers. That's where His divine will is. We're going to hear His voice. Yeah. Maybe not through the ear, brothers, but through the soul, through the spirit, through the scriptures. While we're praying, while we're walking on the path of obedience, we're going to hear His voice. And He's going to direct them. Now, whether we're going to listen, that's up to us. But we're going to know His will. It's a promise. Because He knows us. And we know Him. Si Él me conoce, yo conozco a Él. Vamos a oír su voz. ¿Eh? Su voluntad. Por las escrituras, por el sermón, por el Espíritu de Dios, por mi conciencia que me va a hablar a mí, por medio del camino de la obediencia, voy a oír su voluntad para mi vida, por medio de la oración. It's a promise because He knows you, because He knows you. Porque Él te conoce, tú vas a discernir la voluntad de Dios. Like I said, but whether we're going to follow it is up to us. Now, if you're a Christian, you're going to do some following. If you're a real Christian. Si eres un cristiano genuino, sí vas a responder en obediencia. Maybe not perfectly. Maybe not immediately. But you know that's the direction you have to go. Tú vas a saber qué es la dirección de Dios para ti. Aunque no respondas inmediatamente, no respondas con todo tu corazón. Pero sabes que esa es donde está la bendición de Dios. We will follow point B. The promise. We will follow His commandment. Like I said, not perfectly, but we will want to follow His commandment. Vamos a querer obedecer sus mandamientos. Es el segundo promesa. Si Él te conoce, te va a dar a ti un deseo de obedecer a Dios. That's why He says, and they will follow me. That's talking about obedience. Cuando dicen, ellos me van a seguir, si oyen mi voz, está hablando de la obediencia. De la obediencia. It's a promise, brothers. The desire in you is there. You have to dumb down the desire with a lot of the world, with a lot of unrepentant sin. But inside of you, in the child of God, is a desire to want to follow, obey, and please God. And the more you obey, the greater the desire. En cada cristiano hay un deseo por medio del Espíritu de Dios de desear seguir, obedecer y agradar a Dios. Pero muchas veces ese deseo es aplastado, ¿eh? Es aplastado con desobediencia, es aplastado con el mundo, ¿eh? Las ideas del mundo en nuestra vida y menos deseo tenemos, pero ahí está abajo. Solo arrepentirnos, confesar y arrepentir, limpia todo eso y deja que el deseo brote otra vez. So that's, if He knows you, you're going to want to follow Him. Si Él te conoce, tú vas a querer seguirlo, a Jesús. And third, promise, if He knows you, then He has given you eternal life. Y tercero, si Él te conoce, se te ha dado a ti vida eterna. Se te ha dado a ti vida eterna. Now understand, if you go back and look at this, notice the tense of this area when He talks about eternal life. He says here, verse 28, and I give them. He says, He didn't say, I will give them. He said, I give them. Okay? The moment you come to Jesus, He gives you eternal life. It can't be taken away because it's not eternal. It's temporary. It's conditional. Y ahí dice muy claramente en el versículo 28, y yo les doy vida eterna. No dice, les voy a dar en el futuro. No. Les doy vida eterna. El momento que tú vienes a Cristo, te rindes a Él y lo haces Señor y Salvador de tu vida, se te da vida eterna. Tu alma nunca será apartada de Él. Your soul will never be separated from Him. Never. This flesh may pass away, but your soul will always be alive and with the Lord. O sea, esta carne va a perecer, quizás, ¿verdad?, antes de que venga el Señor, pero tu alma nunca va a perecer porque va a estar siempre con el Señor. Vida eterna. Vida eterna. Point number three. There's some other notes there under that, but you can look that up in your notes, your bulletin. But number three. Now, let's talk about responsibility. Okay? Responsibility of being known, okay, and loved by God. What's my responsibility? Siendo que Él me conoce, siendo que Él me ama porque me conoce, ¿qué es nuestras responsabilidades a Él? ¿Qué es nuestras responsabilidades a Él? And I know there's a lot of commandments that God has, but these are connected to his knowing you and I. Okay, the ones I bring forth. Hay muchos mandatos que Dios tiene para nosotros que somos responsables, pero estos están conectados directamente con la idea que Él me conoce y te conoce a ti. Okay? First of all, abstain, that's my responsibility, from wickedness. Si Él me conoce, debo de apartarme de la maldad, si Él me conoce. Apartarme de la maldad. No jugar con la maldad, no coquetear con la maldad, pero apartarme. I'm not to entertain evil. I'm not to flirt with evil. I am to stay away from evil, brothers. Let's see what it says here in 2 Timothy 2:19, 2 Timoteo 2:19. He says here, the Lord knows those who are His. See? He knows those who are His. Aquí dice, el Señor conoce a los que son suyos. Y siendo así, me conoce, ¿qué? And if He knows me, what? Everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness. If He knows you, you know Him. Abstain from wickedness. Si Él te conoce a ti y tú lo conoces a Él, muy claro dice aquí, que se aparte de la iniquidad todo aquel que mencione el nombre del Señor. Que mencione el nombre del Señor. We're not to make an excuse. Well, I'm only human. Yeah. So, and so we're soft on sin as a result in our life. We're to be hard on sin, brothers, in our lives. To be hard on sin. No debemos ser blanditos con el pecado en nuestra vida porque se dice, ay, soy humano, soy carne, pues fallo. Y yo es como una excusa para no apartarme completamente de la maldad. Debo ser duro contra la maldad que existe en mi vida. Tú con la tuya, yo con la mía, delante del Señor. Y si yo miro que tu maldad se está saliendo para afuera y está afectando a los demás, yo te voy a decir, hermano, mira, ¿dónde está? Si tú conoces al Señor, ¿por qué no te apartas? So, we're to abstain from where debemos de apartarnos de la maldad. That's my responsibility. What's another responsibility? ¿Qué es otra responsabilidad? Seek His plan for our life. Busca su plan para nuestra vida. Busca su plan para nuestra vida. Let's look at what it says here. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremías 29:11. God knows you and me. And He also knows a plan He has for you and me. Siendo que Él te conoce a ti y a mí, Él tiene un plan para ti y para mí. Un plan perfecto, hermanos. And it's a perfect plan because God's always perfect. Siempre es perfecto el Señor, hermanos. Says this, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Yeah? Yes, He's talking to the nation of Israel because He knew them. But He knows us too, so He's got a plan for us. This applies to us as well. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity. Yeah, the devil wants to always blame God for everything and make sure that he gets the blame. Okay? Well, it's God's fault, the calamity. It's God's fault for the everything bad that's happening to you. Not your fault. No, it's God's fault. No, brothers, it's very clear here. Plans for welfare and not for calamity to give you a future and a hope. We need to believe that. Aquí dice muy bien, Jeremías 29:11, porque yo sé, dice Dios, yo sé. Si yo te conozco, pues yo también sé los planes que tengo para vosotros. Planes, hermanos. ¿Qué clase de planes? Dice, bueno, declara el Señor, dice, planes de bienestar y no de calamidad. El diablo le encanta echarle la culpa a Dios por todo. Es la culpa de Dios que esto te ha pasado. Tiene la culpa de Dios que ha venido calamidad y un montón. No, dice Dios aquí, para bienestar y no calamidad. Para darnos futuro, un futuro y no, y una esperanza. Now, the problem is, brothers, with the human nature, with the sin nature that abides in our flesh and not our soul, okay? The sin nature has its own plans. And they don't, and most of the time, it doesn't match up with God's plans. And that's where the struggle is in the Christian life. Hay una lucha en la vida cristiana, porque el cristiano, aunque está redimido y tiene un espíritu de Dios ahora que mora, y ha sido renovado su alma, su espíritu, pero aún vive en una carne pecaminosa, el cuerpo, tiene deseos pecaminosos, ¿verdad? Y hay un choque entre la voluntad de la carne y la voluntad de Dios, los planes de la carne y los planes de Dios. Y ahí es donde tenemos que ganar nosotros la lucha para Dios, donde están los planes de bienestar, que trae esperanza y un futuro bueno, o voy a seguir mis propios planes. Am I going to trust God with His plans? Huh? His plans that give me a welfare and a future and a hope, or I'm going to follow my own plan? That's where the struggle is in the Christian life. And sometimes we don't want to trust God's plan because the world has told you, you follow God, you're not going to have fun. I want to have fun. Right? A fun that leads right to calamity. and hurt and poverty and all kinds of evils, brothers. The world doesn't tell you that. El mundo dice, no le hagas caso a Dios porque no vas a tener gozo en tu vida, no vas a tener alegría si tú obedeces a Dios. Eso dice el mundo. Pero no te dice el mundo que si tú no sigues a ellos, después va a venir la pobreza, va a venir la tristeza, va a venir enfermedades, va a venir soledad, un montón de cosas, hermanos. Pero Dios ha prometido mejores cosas. So we need to decide, brothers, if we're going to trust that God knows what he's doing. Tenemos que decidir si vamos a confiar que sí, Dios sabe lo que hace. Sabe Dios lo que está planeado para mi vida. What he's planned for my life. I'm going to trust. Even as Joseph was sitting in prison, brothers, and he's thinking there, this can't be God's plan. This can't be God's plan. Aún, hermanos, me imagino como José estaba sentado en la prisión ya varios años diciendo, esto no puede ser el plan de Dios. ¿Cómo puede ser esto? Aquí estoy en el bote. ¿Cuántos años? You still need to trust God that he knows what he's doing. Aún tienes que darle confianza en Dios que él sabe lo que está haciendo. Aunque estés en prisión, injustamente, Dios lo permitió. Él tiene un plan. No sé lo que es, no me gusta lo que está pasando, pero voy a confiar en él, le voy a pedir ayuda, le voy a pedir su fuerza, que no me voy a desanimar, pero que siga adelante. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to ask for strength. I'm going to ask him for encouragement, that I won't give up, that I keep moving forward, even if I'm sitting in jail. We got to trust God's plan. Tenemos que confiar en el plan de Dios. Now, he has a plan, but we also got to find out how do we find out the plan? ¿Cómo podemos descubrir este plan? Here it is. Letter C, draw near to God to know his plans. Draw near to God. Different ways that we can do that. Tenemos que acercarnos a Dios para conocer sus planes. Acercarse a Dios. Diferentes maneras que podemos acercarnos a Dios. No hay una sola manera. There's not just a single way of drawing near to God. There's different ways to draw near to God. Let's look, Jeremiah, the next verse is here. We saw verse 11. Now let's look at verse 13. Miramos el versículo 11 en Jeremías 29. Pero el siguiente, el 12 y el 13, nos dice cómo descubrir el plan perfecto que Dios sabe que tiene para nosotros. Vamos a leerlo. Let's look at it. Then you will come. If you know that I know your plan, I have a plan for you. Then you will come. You will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. This requires effort, brothers. This requires effort. This requires time. The plans of God don't just drop into our laps. We have to be in a seeking lifestyle. Okay? Muy bien, dice, me invocaréis. Aquí dice cómo descubrir su plan. Me invocaréis y vendréis a rogarme y yo os escucharé. Me buscaréis y me encontraréis cuando me busquéis de todo corazón. De todo corazón. Now, in your notes, I lifted four things there that kind of come out of these two verses. Hay cuatro cosas que resaltan de estos dos versículos y los puse en sus notas. First of all, you got to call upon the Lord. Tienes que invocar al Señor para descubrir su plan. You got to call upon him. You got to ask him, Lord, what is your plan for my life? ¿Qué es ese plan que tú tienes para mí? For years I was asking, Lord, who is that woman you want me to marry that I'm waiting for, that I'm keeping myself pure to give myself only to one woman as husband and wife? Where is that woman? And I was seeking the will of the Lord on that. Yo me acuerdo que yo estaba buscando la voluntad del Señor en una necesidad que yo tenía. Señor, ¿quién es mi pareja idónea que tú tienes para mí? La cual tú me has pedido que yo me santifique mi cuerpo y esperar para encontrar a mi esposa. ¿Quién es esa? Por años, for years, I was praying for that. And one day I was driving down the highway. You guys know the story, some of you. Un día yo estaba manejando en el freeway y yo estaba preguntándole al Señor, Señor, ¿con quién quieres que me case? Who do you want me to marry? Now, I had a girlfriend at the time, but I wanted to be sure that was the one God wanted me. Sí, yo tenía una novia en ese momento, pero yo quería estar seguro quién era el que él escogió, la que escogió el Señor para mí. Yo quería saber su plan. And as soon as I said, Lord, who do you want me to marry? Momento que yo dije, ¿quién es la mujer que tú quieres que yo me case? Empecé a ver un carro que venía por acercándose. I began to see a car drawing near by the at the corner of my eyes, and I turned, and there's Leanne waving at me like this, okay? Y ahí miro a Leanne dándome así, ¿verdad? En otro carro, ya que venía apegándose a mí. God answered because I invoked the name. Yo invoqué al nombre del Señor, hermanos, para saber su voluntad. Y no contestó inmediatamente, pero vino el día y el momento que me contestó. He didn't answer the first time I prayed years before that, but he eventually gave me the answer. So you don't stop praying. No dejes de orar. No dejes de invocar al Señor porque va a venir la respuesta. The answer is going to come. God is great, huh? God is great. Dios es grande, hermanos. Dios es poderoso. So, we need to, like I said, abstain from wickedness. Yeah? Seek His plan. Draw near to God. Debemos de acercarnos al Señor, ¿verdad? So we're to invoke Him. Debemos de invocarlo. We need to come and pray to Him. Debemos de venir y orar a Él. Let there be special times where you're saying, this is not a car prayer. This is just me and God. I'm going to pray and I'm going to fast and seek the Lord. Hay veces que tienes que orar y ayunar para buscar al Señor. Because you need to know the answer. You need to know. I was praying and fasting before God showed me that I was not going to be the pastor at that church anymore in California, but He was taking me somewhere else. Spent a whole day praying and fasting, seeking God. Yo me acuerdo que yo estaba invocando al Señor, orando y ayunando. ¿Qué era el plan de Dios para el ministerio para mí? Y eso fue antes de que Él me dijo ya no iba a ser pastor allá, pero me iba a llevar a otro. Y aquí me tiene. He has me here now, but I saw him. Well, we're running late, so, but you know, this is something we all need to apply, brothers. Yeah? Let's all stand. We're going to pray. Vamos a ponernos de pie, hermanos. Father, thank you so much for knowing us and knowing us through your Son. Thank you that there is comfort, Lord, in knowing that there's nothing, that we're not alone. And you know the plans, Lord, perfectly that you have for our life. Gracias, Señor, por la verdad que tú nos conoces, que tu Hijo Jesús nos conoces y podemos conocer su voz, Señor, cuando nos hablas. Gracias, Jesús, que tú tienes un plan para cada uno, un plan perfecto, Señor. And today, Lord, we renounce our own plans, Lord. We want to lay those at your feet and we want to take up your plans and begin to seek those out in a better, closer relationship, Lord, with you. We want your plan for our life. Esta mañana, Señor, queremos renunciar a nuestros propios planes, Señor, porque el tuyo es perfecto. En el de nosotros hay duda y fracaso, Señor, pero en el tuyo hay pura bendición segura. Queremos renunciar a nuestros propios planes y empezar de aquí en adelante a buscar el tuyo, Señor, conociéndote a ti, invocándote a ti, Señor. Porque, Señor, queremos, Señor, conocerte aún mejor. Conocerte más de lo que ya te conoce. And we want to start to seek you, Lord. And draw near to you. And call upon your holy and powerful name. And spend time in conversation with you, Lord. And know you like we've never known you before. And thus glorify you, Lord, through a life that's been transformed. Y así glorificarte con una vida transformada. Thank you. May we continue to think, Lord, on this wonderful truth of how much you need. Que sigamos pensando en esta maravillosa verdad que tanto nos conoces. Para que, Señor, sigas hablando y cambiando. We pray this in Jesus' name. En nombre de Jesús. God's people said, amen.